Parshas Vayero begins that God appeared to Avraham, Abraham, when he was sitting in the entrance of the tent in the heat of the day. This happened on the third day after Abraham had circumcised himself at the age of 99 years. God thus visited the ailing Abraham, even as he commands us to visit and comfort the sick. But why does the Torah tell us where Abraham was sitting, and why the weather report that it was in the heat of the day? The answers to these questions, too, are related to what we just said about that day. For Avraham, Abraham loved people. His house was open to anyone, offering food and shelter. He was very meticulous with the mitzvah of achnosas ochim, of bringing in guests, even building his tent with open doors on every side. His greatest pleasure and happiness was in being able to do something for others. God knew that. And seeing that Abraham was weak and recuperating from his recent circumcision, God wanted to protect him from being troubled by guests. Thus God made that day so hot that it would be practically impossible for people to go out. That day, then, Abraham was surely exempt from the mitzvah of achnosas ochim, for two reasons. First of all, he himself was not well and recuperating, thus surely excused from serving as host. Secondly, when no one comes to the door, there is nothing to worry about the mitzvah of helping and showing kindness. But Avraham was not happy. His interest in kindness was not one of doing his duty. He enjoyed doing mitzvahs, for that was his life. That gave him spiritual satisfaction and happiness. Thus he did not look at it in terms of whether he has to do it or is exempt from doing it. He was not interested in legal excuses or exemptions. He loved and desired mitzvahs, goodness, kindness, for their own sake. Thus when no one showed up at his tent, when there was no one to offer hospitality and kindness, he felt bad. He felt deprived of something precious. That is why he left his sickbed, forced himself to go to the door, and sat there in the heat of day, lest he may see a traveler in the distance to invite him in. There is a profound moral in this story. Very often, we view mitzvahs, duties and obligations, as burdens. For quite often, they interfere with our own plans or desires. Even when we recognize their importance and undertake to observe them fully, we still do so essentially because we have to. We try to get away with the minimum of our legal obligation. This is a far cry from a sincere appreciation of the mitzvah, which would lead us to go beyond the call of actual duty. Avraham thus teaches us that mitzvahs are not just duties, things we do because we have to. They are not simply means towards some important end, like the end of justice or ultimate rewards, or to teach us self-discipline or kindness. Torah and mitzvahs come from God. That makes them absolutely true and good just in and by themselves. Truth and goodness must be pursued for their own sake. Truth and goodness are not only means towards an end, but ends in themselves. Thus we should not look for exemptions for all kinds of excuses. We are not satisfied with having a minimum of our physical needs, with a minimum of money, clothing, housing, furniture, and the benefits of modern technology. Likewise, we should not be satisfied with a minimum of spiritual needs, spiritual food, housing, or extras. In Pirkei Avot, we learn, Heverots, run to perform even an easy or small mitzvah. This means, when there is a mitzvah, even a small or easy one, don't walk. Don't do it casually as it comes along, but run to do it. Show eagerness. Show that you care and desire to do it. And if you really care, then you do not wait until opportunities arise for performing good deeds. But you go looking for them, because they are important to you. Even as Abraham went off his sickbed, disregarded all personal discomfort, and went to the door in the heat of day, so we must get off our beds, our comfort, even in the heat of our daily life and involvements, to seek out ever new and greater spiritual opportunities, and especially when it comes to helping out others.